You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
My son Barrett, he's 6 years old, and his brain is just a little sponge these days now that he's in first grade. But some of the stuff he's coming home with that he's learned on the bus or outside of the classroom is very interesting, puzzling, weird. And I'm not talking about just 6, 7. Like, there's other stuff.
Oh, you mean not this?
6, 7.
No, it's going deeper than that. He's learning these little chants and songs now, and I'm curious if you guys know these.
Okay, what's the thing you learned at school you want to show me?
Open the gate.
Open the gate.
Who do you hate?
I don't hate anybody.
Open the gate. Who do you hate?
Open the gate.
Okay.
Who do you hate? And then you're supposed to say somebody you hate.
If you say my name, I'm going to be so sad.
You have to pick somebody.
Okay. I hate robbers.
Oh, okay. I said Robert. I'm like, who's Robert? Robbers? That's what you
robbers.
Went with?
Yeah, I hate robbers.
Danny, who do you hate?
Honestly... Robbers, too? That's such a weird thing. Like, I don't hate anyone.
I'm going to go with petition signature collectors outside of the Washington State Fair.
That's a good call. Yeah. Oh, you know who I don't like? The guy that yells.
The megaphone?
Yeah, the megaphone guy. Yeah.
The megaphone evangelist?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you hate robbers, megaphone evangelists, signature collectors.
Open the cherry.
Okay.
That's who you're going to marry.
Who I'm going to marry?
Yeah.
Robbers?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, crap. Danny, you're marrying an evangelist. I'm marrying a signature collector, apparently. I don't
I
understand
have to marry
this game.
Robbers?
I don't understand this game.
Yeah, it's cut the cake or cut the gate. What did he say? Open the gate? Open the gate. Who do you hate? Open the cherry. That's who you're going to marry.
No, thanks.
Whoever you hate, you have to marry.
Who taught you that?
My dad.
Nobody.
Oh, you made it up?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't want to dime out whoever taught him it.
No, he would never.
Or he's that creative that he created his own game.
That would be cool.
I've never heard the open the gate one.
I don't think I have either.
And so he also did something else.
Yes.
Dreaming got the from the sky. Look up, choke, and die.
What?
It's raining tacos from the sky. Open up, choke, and die.
Well, yeah, you got to always...
Keep your mouth closed when it's raining tacos and don't look up.
Can we go back to 6, 7?
6, 7.
What? Okay, say that again. It's raining tacos from the sky.
From out of the sky.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
That's definitely a food I don't want raining from the sky, mm-hmm. Especially if they're hard tacos. Soft tacos, I'd be okay with it.
That's a good call.
It would hurt a little less.
Yeah.
Look up, choke, and die.
Look up, choke, and die?
Yeah, because you swallow it whole and then you die.
Where are you learning this stuff? Who taught you that one?
Wyatt.
Which Wyatt? Our Wyatt?
Wyatt, who hosts Loud and Local from Wyatt Only in the Wreckage?
That's the one.
That guy, him and his tacos.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You're not learning this in your music class at school, are you?
No.
All right. What instrument is he playing?
They haven't gotten to that yet. I think they just are like, they're basically just practicing like the winter program. You know, they're probably singing some Santa songs.
Wait, so he's in a music class and not teaching him any musical instruments?
I think they just go once a week and they sing little school songs. I don't know.
At least Tatum's learning an instrument.
He is?
It's the bell.
Wow.
But hey, it's better than learning nothing.
Barrett's going to show up and just like all of a sudden lead on guitar and he's like killing it at the winter and Taryn didn't even know.
Does it while tacos in his mouth the entire time. Open the tacos. No, that's I'm getting them too.
Open the
streams. We should go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, are you familiar with a local band called Heart.
Are they playing anywhere these days?
Well, they're going to be playing at the Gorge Amphitheater on Friday, August 8th.
Gorge, who are they opening for to be able to qualify them? No, I'm kidding. Of course.
Anna Nancy Wilson. They're out on the Royal Flush Tour, and last weekend, they had a stop in Atlantic City. Before that show happened, they had some very important instruments, some very key instruments stolen from the band.
Of course, they were performing in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Never trust New
Nothing
Jersey.
Nothing is safe.
No.
But Nancy Wilson, she plays that sparkly purple Telecaster. It's like one of her signature instruments. Okay. That was stolen. And then Paul Moak, his vintage 1966 Gibson mandolin that he's been playing for more than 25 years, was also stolen.
Okay, I mean, I would be pretty pissed off. Because, you know, when that's your living, that's like, especially if you had it for like 25 years, it's almost like an extension of you. And as dumb as that sounds, but I mean, that's your thing, man. That's your moneymaker.
On top of that, Ann Wilson was recently going through like a cancer battle, and then she injured her elbow, so she's going to be performing seated. So they've just had some rough setbacks, but it has not stopped them from continuing the tour. But, you know, that's just kind of devastating for them. I feel for them.
Have you seen Heart live?
Yes.
I've only seen Ann and Nancy perform live a couple different times, like Love Mongers, like their side thing. And I remember one of the times was the Alice in Chains reunion when they first got back together to raise money for that tsunami benefit. They did a bunch of like Zeppelin songs, and it was like, oh, frick, this is pretty cool to be able to see the Wilson sisters perform in such a small venue.
They are absolutely amazing. And so obviously very bummed out that these items were stolen, but they're saying, you know, if anybody has any leads, contact their tour manager, and hopefully they'll be able to find them. I feel like most people, they end up, somebody posted on Craigslist or posted on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something like that, something dumb, and then that's how they get caught.
I was about to age myself. Like, they'll probably put it like on eBay, but nobody uses them. I'm kidding. Is there anything that you've had to ever stolen from you where you're like, what the F? I can't believe that was stolen.
My entire car was stolen when I lived in lovely town of Everett.
Well, it's either New Jersey or Everett. You can't trust them.
Well, and then, but the best part, well, not the best part, it was still really bad. My car gets stolen, and I ended up getting a notification from my bank that someone had tried to use one of my checks, because at the time I was still writing checks, for Alfie's Pizza in Everett. And I was like, oh my God, I'd left my checkbook in there and I didn't even realize it. But then the ding-dong thieves left the delivery address on the check.
This is great.
So I was like, I'm going to go find my car right now.
Don't do that. We saw what happened with Sean Kemp when he tried to get his phone back.
Oh God. So I roll up to this like,
so you really went there?
Oh, yeah. I went to this, like, very sketchy part of Everett, and I get to the address, and I just keep driving. I'm like, I am not going up to that door, but I know it's in that garage right there.
I bet that you were feeling, like, some massive adrenaline until you realized that this could go really sideways.
I was like,
fast.
I'm going to go up there and bang on this door and demand my car back. Just kidding. You can keep it.
Did you let the cops know?
I did let the cops know. It did end up, it was found. It was impounded. I had to, like, then pay to get it out of the tow yard. It was just such a pain, and then they had burned cigarettes in the seats. So I had cigarette burns all over my car.
What's up with these thieves being so disrespectful to your vehicle?
Such jerks. What about you? Anything big stolen from you?
This one wasn't big, but this was one of those head-scratcher ones. It was when I was living in my old house in Puyallup. We had, you know, you get security system. You have those security signs that are like, you know, like the stake in front of your house, like in the dirt. Somebody freaking stole it. And I was like, part of me was angry, but also part of me was like impressed by just like the irony of this. Like somebody came to my house, didn't break into my house, but stole the thing that deters people from breaking into my house.
They're like, how safe do you feel now, guy?
See, in my head, I'm thinking this is somebody that maybe didn't want to buy a security system and thought, you know what? I'll just steal somebody's sign, put it in my, it might have been my neighbor for all I know.
I mean, that's hard times when you have to steal the security sign from your neighbor.
Right? So I stole my other neighbor's sign.
Of course.
But this is crazy.
Rockaholics, what was stolen from you? Call us now and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What was stolen from you? Whether it was sentimental, really expensive, totally weird. We want to hear those theft stories, Rockaholics, so call up now, 206-803-ROCK.
Based on the amount of calls and texts we've gotten, apparently a lot of people have to deal with a lot of thieves.
Thieves suck, man.
Absolutely.
We do have someone on hold who had something stolen, Steve, that when this goes missing in our house, it causes an absolute crisis.
Oh.
So we're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Steven, in Lake Stevens, what was stolen from you?
Hi, good morning, it's Stefan. Taryn, yeah. Just like you, I had my car stolen in Everett, but what was ironic, first off, it was stolen during a Sunday matinee, which is just the weirdest thing ever, but when they stole my car, I didn't get it back for about 6 months. The kicker was, earlier that Friday before it was stolen, I went to renew my license. I had my Social Security card, my birth certificate, all of my information in the glove box in an envelope. I get my car back in 6 months. My skateboard's gone. My tennis rackets are gone. My back seat's full of needles. But all my documentation's still in my glove box.
Well, at least they weren't identity thefts.
That's very true. They might be heroin addicts, but at least they're not stealing your identity.
206-803-ROCK. Matthew from Duval. What was stolen from you?
Good morning.
What's up, Matthew?
You're going to find unbelievable, but 1994, somebody broke into my house and stole my TV remote.
just losing the remote in our house causes a fight.
Okay, Matthew, they didn't take the TV?
No, just the remote. Now, nobody believes me yet, this many years later, but it was stolen.
What was the evidence of the break-in?
No, there was no evidence. It was an inside job, maybe.
Oh,
it was stolen, though.
Matt, it's funny you say that, though, because we got a text message, and I saw the text, I'm like, there's no way. And now here we have Matthew, and then also Mike in Burien texted us and said they took my remote control but left the TV. Like, they wanted me to suffer slowly.
When we moved out, we never did find it. And you know what? The torture of using one of those universals is just hell.
Oh, just programming those universals sucks.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Terry in Parkland, what was stolen from you?
Good morning. When I was in a car accident years and years and years ago, I was in the hospital for about two months or so. And during that time, my house was broken into. And they just trashed the place, totally trashed it. And the first thing I did was go to my closet and look, and all my stuff was stolen. I had large collections of comic books, old comic books that, you know, I had had them in plastic and everything. They were worth a lot of money. That and tons of my baseball cards and all the, I mean, it was just a lot of money that I had saved up for years. I was going to give to my boys when they got older and all that was stuff.
Terry, if you could pick one thing of all the things that were taken that you're like, I wish I could get this one thing back, what would it have been?
I would say probably during that time they also took my wedding ring. I didn't have it on because of the accident I was in, and my mom had took it off of me, you know, and then took it back to my house. And during that time, they took my wedding ring and my engagement rings. So that, of course, I'm not with that gentleman anymore. We're divorced, but still, would have been nice to have. Back then, we had our truck stolen. We've had money stolen. I almost had my car stolen, but I guess we interrupted them when we got up in the morning because they left the the hammer thing that they used to break my window in the back seat.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thieves are awful, especially when you're in the hospital dealing with, like, the worst possible situation, yeah, just to add
insult. Part of my brain's, like, wondering if, like, maybe they knew and they didn't have to worry about, like, they could just go in and take whatever the hell they want.
Yeah,
like,
case in the place. Sucks. Yeah, that totally sucks.
Oh, we got one text message that I thought was kind of funny. Like, sometimes thieves are just trolls. Someone broke into my car and took only a half-eaten bag of gummy worms and a Taylor Swift CD. I've never felt more confused.
Was the thief Danny?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.